Come on in. You're doing great. I'm proud of you. In this video, we are going to discuss where you can record and how the editing process actually happens. So let's jump in with a couple of technical parts of a podcast. Now, podcasting can be completely mobile. While some studios are stationary, like the one that I'm in right now, much of the equipment can be portable. I have a home studio, and I can literally take everything apart and take it with me on the road in a matter of minutes. The ability to have a space and even pack up on the go is quite powerful. While I have a home studio, some podcasters rent a professional studio to record. There are studios for rent with top-end equipment. However, there are also services where you can rent not only equipment, but you can also bring in the people to set it up in your very own home. Some premier services even provide a sound tech to set the thing up, sit there, record it, pack it up, all for one fee. Now, consider if your business or church or nonprofit could invest in a dedicated studio at your current location. The space does not have to be big. Small spaces are actually preferable as you can really apply a lot of sound dampening and other more affordable ways to really keep down the echo. The location should not inhibit your dreams of having a podcast. You can invest a relatively small amount of money and have a nice mobile setup. Before we close out this video, I want to give you a very deep insider secret. Consider batch recording as a means of efficiency. Now, when we record, we block out 4 to 6 hours and we batch our recordings. Now, this allows us not only to set up once and record once, we knock out 6 to 7 episodes in one setting. Now, there is a layer and level of efficiency that comes with batch recording. One small piece to our success is our ability to get into the zone, so to speak. Often our first of 6 recordings is actually the weakest, and it actually takes us some time to get warmed up and get into that zone. One final advantage of this secret batch recording is that after one extended day of recording, that produced 6 to 7 weeks of usable content. This is such a blessing. If you have ever tried to have a weekly blog, or if you've ever tried to start a podcast, you will appreciate the advantage to having content in the can. Batch recording is one of the greatest secrets that I can share with you. I will see you in our next lesson.